Welcome to the Bonfire Bruja, where the history of witchcraft is rediscovered and embraced. After all, to move forward, we need to learn from the past. Hello, darlings. How are we? I hope this episode finds you well. Recently, I had the opportunity to travel to Cleveland, Ohio for work, and while I was preparing for my trip, I did make the effort to do some research regarding the local area to find points of interest to be able to occupy my time when I was not working. That being said, it led me to the discovery of the Buckland Museum of Witchcraft in Cleveland, Ohio. The technical information that you need to know about Buckland's is that it's located at 2155 Broadview Road in Cleveland, Ohio. It's open Monday through Thursday from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. And you do need to purchase tickets in advance if you're interested in touring the museum, and those tickets are $8. I will finalize that information with this. The Buckland Museum is not paying me for a sponsorship. I just genuinely wanted to talk about this location. After doing some research on their website, I found that they did in fact post their mission statement, which is the museum's mission is to display the tools and imagery of witchcraft and magic while celebrating the First Amendment and the power of outsider art. Okay. Since I had the absolute incredible opportunity to take some time out of my day where I wasn't working my other job to go attend the Buckland Museum, I thought this was a perfect opportunity to talk about it. In my personal opinion, we need to promote and support small witchcraft opportunities every chance we can, including the Buckland Museum. Now, on the website, if you go to just check it out online, the Buckland Museum was actually created in 1966, and the items were on display in New York. This museum was, in fact, the first of its kind within the United States. From there, the museum moved to New Hampshire in 1973, Virginia in 1979, and then put on a brief exhibition in New Orleans in 1999 before settling in its final home and current home of Cleveland, Ohio in 2017. The Buckland Museum just provides guided tours. They do host events and workshops, and the artifacts within the collection, it's comprised of pieces from Ray Buckland himself, Gerald Gardner, for those who are not aware, is actually considered the founder of Gardnerian Wicca, which is modern Wicca as kind of we know it. There's also items from Aidan Brayock, Aleister Crowley, and of course the infamous Anton LaVey, in addition to numerous others, which is both male and female throughout modern history. For my experience at the museum, I was greeted by a woman named Kara, who was my tour guide. She was absolutely sweet. She was incredibly knowledgeable about everything within the museum. Once you have your appointment time, she definitely waits 5 minutes to make sure that there's no stragglers or anyone who's left behind. I chose an appointment at 4:30 in the afternoon, and being myself, as always, I actually showed up about 15 minutes early, which gave me the time to check out the gift shop / bookstore that's in front of the museum. And of course, as usual, I ended up spending more money than I thought I was going to, but I was able to pick up a book I had been eyeballing for a couple of months, actually. I was also able to acquire a t-shirt from the museum, because why not just pick something up from my travels every time. And last but not least, I actually got my hands on the tarot deck, and it's called the Dante Tarot Deck. I did feature it on Instagram, and it was in celebration of Dante Alighieri's 700th anniversary of his death. So I was able to pick up some pretty cool stuff from the museum gift shop. Once the tour started, Kara had Kara had a script of information that she provided all guests and attendees with, but you could definitely tell that she has done this numerous times and she still finds the information exciting, which is rare. Normally when you know the script, sometimes you become monotonous and monotoned. None of that was available. She is still incredibly excited about the museum, as I assumed she was when she first started there. When you go into the museum, you get an abundance of information, not only of who Ray Buckland was, but what the collection is comprised of, in addition to the history of basically modern witchcraft in the United States from the 1960s, 1970s to today. After hearing what my tour guide had provided me with, I was free to roam the collection at my leisure. Overall, it was a great experience. The museum is a really wonderful glimpse into witchcraft history without being too much for anybody who's not familiar with witchcraft in any way, shape, or form. The gift shop is incredibly abundant in terms of what books are available. There are also crystals and sage spray, in addition to different little knickknacks, posters that you can get on the wall, but I would definitely recommend going for the book selection. And of course, they do feature Ray Buckland's books predominantly, especially what everyone knows as Big Blue. For my new listeners or for my non-magically inclined listeners, Big Blue by Ray Buckland is known as the Complete Works of Witchcraft by Ray Buckland. This book is basically the introductory guide for all new witches. If you are the type of witch who realizes you're a witch and goes to the bookstore, there's nothing wrong with that. It's actually a rather comprehensive guide on how to start your craft, either within a single solitary, I can't find my words this morning, solitary practitioner format, which is what I do, or within a coven format. While I did enjoy the museum, there are a couple little drawbacks. One, it is a rather small museum. I do feel as though that they could definitely find an enlarged space and put a little bit more on display, especially in regards to the history of Ray Buckland himself personally. He is actually a very fascinating character, although considered somewhat controversial amongst current witches. And that's actually information I'll get into next week. The month of March, we are featuring controversial figures in witchcraft. But back to the museum. I do feel as though it's a great museum to just kind of catch. If you happen to be in town, I wouldn't make an entire trip on going to the museum. Not like you would with Salem, where you just kind of make the whole trip about Salem. You definitely add the Buckland Museum of Witchcraft into your already established schedule if you are heading to Cleveland. The one issue that I will bring up, though, is that parking was limited and minimal. It took a couple minutes to find like a parking lot, you know, just the next street over and it wasn't too big of a street, behind a couple of buildings. But the area that this museum is housed in definitely could use a revitalization. I normally feel comfortable by myself pretty much anywhere I go. I will say that as a single female who was traveling by myself, I am glad that I took the 4:30 p.m. tour during daylight hours and would not have felt as comfortable at night in that location. Other than that, I think the museum is absolutely wonderful. I'm glad that I made the stop over there. The one thing I definitely want to say and reiterate is that museums like this need to be preserved. We actually need more museums like this. As we all know, witchcraft is a personal, spiritual path. And at the end of the day, we are not really represented in history or American history other than the Salem witch trials, and we all know how that went. But witches, in my personal opinion, have provided quite a few contributions to society and how we view things. I mean, shit, pardon my language. Look at the essential oil business. How is that booming? Y'all realize that that was information we had since the beginning, and it's actually at one point considered witchcraft to have that knowledge. But I digress. We need museums to showcase our history and our evolution, not only within the United States, but throughout all of history. And eventually, one day, we can talk about witchcraft in the open without, you know, having an eyebrow raised or someone going, "Oh, well, you're going to hell." No. No, I'm not. And honestly, I'd probably get into heaven before you. But that is enough of my snarky attitude today, y'all. I hope you enjoyed the episode. I hope you take the opportunity to check out the Buckland Museum of Witchcraft. And as I said, we are moving forward into the month of March, and we are discussing figures within the spiritual occult witchcraft community that are considered controversial in some way, shape, or form. And I will be starting with Ray Buckland next week. Until then, darlings, I hope you take the time to research and gain knowledge and learn and grow so you can craft a bewitching lifestyle. Thank you for joining us here at the Bonfire Bruja. Be sure to leave us a review on your preferred listening platform and join our growing communities on Instagram and Facebook. I will see you next week.